Moving on now to the second lecture of this our conference today, I would like to request my dear friend, colleague and senior, Maulana Ahmed Patel Sahib, who is a teacher of hadith here at the Islamic Dawah Academy. Maulana Ahmed Sahib, he is originally from Zambia, which is a country in Africa, and he came here in the year 2002 to study, and he has graduated, and from then, from 2009 onwards, he has been teaching here at the Islamic Dawah Academy. But more importantly so, he has been with our respected Sheikh Rahim Damat Barakatuhum day and night right from the when he started his studies, so approximately over 15 years. We all know the effect of company, whether it be good, whether it be bad. Good company will rub onto a person, it will make him better, it will improve his deen, and bad company takes a person the wrong track. So he has been with our respected Sheikh Hafizahullah. Those who are acquainted to our Sheikh, who have seen him around, you would have most definitely seen him. He is with him day and night, and our Sheikh lives a very stressful, busy, hectic life. So to be able to sacrifice so much of one's personal time, this is a great sacrifice, and inshallah this is bearing fruit, and it will bear even more fruit in the future. I will request Maulana Ahmed Sahib to come and share his words of advice with us.
Alhamdulillah wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'd, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال تبارك وتعالى في مقام آخر وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله مولانا العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحل العقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected علماء الكرام, my dearest elders, young friends and people listening from home via the receiver and the internet, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world with a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, for a goal. This purpose, this goal, each and every human being, or rather each and every Muslim, each and every mu'min knows about his purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world so that we worship him, so that we become the special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we gain the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the ins, the human beings and the jinn, but only for my ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. He created us for his worship, for his ibadah. For his ibadah means for taqwa. For ibadah means for Islam. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions ibadah, taqwa, istiqamat, Islam, Amal Saliha, all different names but one meaning. All have different names but one objective. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world so that we can worship him, so that we can gain that close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can become from the muttaqun, from those people who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can become from those people who have the quality of taqwa in their heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world with this purpose, with this goal, with this aim, with this maqsad, that each and every human being, after accepting Islam, after becoming a mu'min, his goal, his aim, his purpose will be that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He inculcates in his life this quality of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. And sending us in this world, creating this life, this was a test for us. This is a test for us. An examination for us. Whether we are successful in acquiring this quality of taqwa. Whether we are successful in acquiring this quality of iman, Islam. Whether we are successful in acquiring this quality of istiqam. Whether we are successful in acquiring this quality of amal salihah. Whether we are successful in acquiring the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life. تبارك الذي بيده الملك الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life. He created death, he created this life. Why? ليبلوكم. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test you. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can examine you. Why? ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. From amongst you, who is the best? Who has done the best a'mal? I.e., who has acquired the quality of taqwa in his life? Who has lived a life full of obedience? And who has lived a life without the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But as we have examinations in this world, examinations in the school, examinations in the university, examinations in the college, examinations, tests and trials whilst at work, tests and trials in the family, social problems. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as this worldly trials and worldly examinations, sometimes we pass, sometimes we fail. Similarly, in this examination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us through, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, how many years Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our obedience to Allah, to Himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our amal saliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our istiqamat. How much does my servant stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But us, being the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being insan, we are weak. We are kamzor. So we will falter in this examination, in this maqsad, in this goal. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. That the whole humanity, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ, each and every human being will falter. It is the unanimous opinion of the ulama that apart from the anbiya alayhi salam, the prophets, the prophets were ma'asum from sin. They were safeguarded from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apart from the anbiya, each and every person to become in this world, who came in this world, will falter. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. So in this test of ours, in this examination of ours, we will definitely falter. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great bounty. Our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah time and again mentioned a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that my servants will falter. They will disobey me. Because this is the khasiyat of insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. That this nafs, it orders a person, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. That at every juncture, this nafs will take you towards wrong. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in a person's heart fujur and taqwa. It is up to a person that he decides to go towards taqwa, not towards fujur. To go towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not go towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that insan, Banu Adam, he's weak, he's kamzor, he does not have the stamina, that he stays away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should refrain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, he falters. And he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. He himself has blessed us with a great bounty, the bounty of Tawbah. The bounty of Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a great bounty, the bounty of Tawbah. As soon as a person repents, as soon as a person turns his himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is Tawbah? Tawbah means to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To mend your ways back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The relationship between a servant and his creator has been destroyed by sins, whether minor sins, whether major sins. To mend this relationship between himself and his creator, this is what is called Tawbah. To return back, to go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected friends, has favored us with this great bounty, the bounty of Tawbah, the bounty of repentance, the bounty of turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of the ni'mah of returning back towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires us to be a muttaqi. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that the first step is taqwa, and a person should strive to acquire this quality of taqwa. But being an insan, being kamzor, being weak, he will falter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, next step is, come towards Tawbah. As soon as you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you sin, as soon as you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as you transgress, come back towards that straight path through Tawbah. That is why the ayat that I recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. That turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawbatan nasur, sincere repentance. And what is sincere repentance? Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu used to, commentating on this ayah, he used to say, what is tawbatan nasur? He used to say tawbatan nasur means that a person, when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he overcome by nafs, overcome by the whispers of shaitan, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance. How sincere he will be in his repentance? Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu used to give an example that when a farmer, when he takes milk out from the cow, from the goat, from the animal, then this milk cannot go back towards the animal. This milk will not go back into the animal's body. Similarly, a person when he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should not go back towards the sin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is called tawbatan nasur, sincere repentance. Hasan al-Bistri rahimahullah used to commentate on this hadith, and he used to say the same thing that Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu used to say. Well, tawbatan nasur means a person makes a firm resolution, a firm conviction in his heart that come what may, I will not go back towards this disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is called tawbatan nasuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O believers, if by any chance, if nafs overpowers you, if through the whispers of shaitan, they succeed in making you fall prey to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions, this tawbah is a catapult. This tawbah is a catapult. It will bring you back towards the path of taqwa. It will bring you back towards where a person should be as far as his ta'alluq, his relationship will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word tawbatan nasuh. The word nasuh, Mufassirin mentioned one nasuh, it can be derived from two words. In the Arabic language, the words in the Arabic language are derived from some words, which is called masdar. So the Mufassirin mentioned that this word tawbatan nasuh, nasuh means, what is nasuh? Some Mufassirin mentioned that nasakh is derived from the word nasaha. And what does it mean? What does it mean, nasaha? Nasaha in the Arabic language means when a person's cloth is torn up, he has patches in his cloth. Then he repatches it. He sews this cloth up. That is what is called in Arabic language nasaha. So the Mufassirin mentioned Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in this verse is trying to tell the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, O believers. This relationship between myself and yourself, this amal saliha, you have created patches in this amal saliha through disobedience, through transgressing me, through disobeying me. So now repatch this amal saliha by tawbah. Through tawbah you will repatch this amal saliha which has been destroyed. This amal saliha which has been destroyed through sinning, through disobedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And some Mufassirin mention that tawbatan nasuh means to make it khalis, to make it sincere. That is what Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says. The translation of this ayah, most Mufassirin have translated, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha, O believers, turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala through tawbatan nasuh, sincere repentance. And what is sincere repentance? As mentioned, if a person overcome by nafs, overcome by shaitan, he will make a firm conviction. Then from today, come what may be, whether I have to give my life, whether I have to sacrifice my family, whether I have to disobey anyone in this world, but I will not disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Sincere repentance. Whatever filth I am in, whatever sin I am doing, whatever sin I am carrying out, I will show sincere repentance to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, despite being immune from each and every sin, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Wallahi, inni la astaghfirullah fil yawm akthar min 70 maratan." In the riwayah of Bukhari, he says he takes oath, "Wallahi, inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayya." I repent to Allah, I do istighfar to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in a day more than 70 times. And in the riwayah of Muslim Sharif, "Wallahi inni la atubu ila Allahi wa astaghfirullah fil yawm 100 marratin." That I turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and do istighfar 100 times. Respected friends, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is practically showing us. The muhaddithin, they mentioned that why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to carry out istighfar? He was pure from sins. So some Mufassirin give the answer that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so shafiq, so merciful for the ummah, that he was teaching the ummah practically that, oh my ummah, you will definitely disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. How can you turn to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? Turn towards my way. I repent to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in India 70 times and in another riwayah 100 times. Respected friends, let us go with this message from today, that we will bring this ma'mool in our lives. 100 times we will show repentance to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. 100 times we will bring this kalima astaghfirullah in our lives, in our ma'mool, in our practice. Going from home to work, from work to home, then we will say 100 times astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, short formula only. If a person can recite astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, well and good. But if you cannot pray the whole kalima, astaghfirullah is enough. So that whatever sins at the end of the day, whether minor or major, if we with sincere conviction, that is why the ulama mentions, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah also mentions time and again, that tawbah is something different and istighfar is something different. If a person just keeps on saying astaghfirullah, 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 and he does not have tawbah in his life, tawbah means together with sincere repentance, together with sincere conviction that I will not return back to that particular sin, together with that resolve that I will not return back to that sin, he carries out istighfar. Otherwise, a person will be carrying on doing istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 100 times, or even 1,000 times, or 1,000,000 times. But he does not have this full conviction that I will not carry out that sin, and he keeps on disobeying Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, then that istighfar is not acceptable in the eyes of Allah. He will get the reward, the thawab of sin istighfar. But as far as that particular sin is concerned, the ulama mentioned that as the sharaid and the condition for that sin to be forgiven in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is That he has to have full conviction, with full resolve, that he will not return back to that sin. And he should show nadama that I will not return back to that sin. And if that sin is in regards to a particular person, to the makhluk, to your fellow believers, then we should go to that person, fulfill his rights, ask mafi from him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the repentance. Respected friends, let us bring this ma'mul of istighfar in our lives. Our pious predecessors, despite them being pure, despite them being living a life full of obedience, despite them being living a life of taqwa, they used to repent upon their sins, despite not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikrimah rahimahullah says, in regards to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, mukthirina fil hadith, a person who has narrated the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most from amongst the sahaba. Despite that, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Ikrimah rahimahullah used to say that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, during the day, 12,000 times he used to say tasbih, 12,000 times. And someone asked him, oh, Abu Huraira, 12,000 times tasbih, istighfar. He said, usabbihu ala qadri dhunubi. Usabbihu ala qadri dhunubi. I am repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in accordance to my sins. Was Abu Huraira then filled with sins? No. The sahaba, sahabatu kullu adud. But despite that, they used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I might not do some actions which displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and despite that, they used to carry out istighfar. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he goes into the company of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to visit him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is in his deathbed. He is sick. Uthman radiallahu anhu asks, oh ibn Mas'ud, ماذا تشتكي? What is your problem? Why are you sick? What problems are you facing? What did he say? Dhunubi. My sins. I am remembering my sins. Respected friends, those people, they lived a life full of taqwa. A life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite that they used to remember their sins. And us, our situation is in the contrary. Our respected Shaykh Habibullah mentions time and again that our focus will only go towards ibadat. A person comes into the masjid, he will perform his farz salah, he will do his nafal salah, he will do his sunan muakkada when he goes out. While he's going home, he will glance evil glances, he will cast evil glances, he will do ghibah. But when he reaches home, the only thing that will come to his mind is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That farz salah, that nafal salah, that sunan muakkada, sunan ghair muakkada will come to his mind. While coming into the masjid, he might have recited some tasbihat. Only that will come into his mind. But that not disobedience while going back to home will never come to his mind. So these people, despite them being pure from sins, despite them being living a life full of obedience, they used to do istighfar. They used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to do ruju' ila Allah. And us, despite living a life full of filth, a life full of sins, we do not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends, I urge each and every person sitting here, first of all myself, and then each and every person sitting here, that today, from today, make a firm resolution. Make a firm resolution. If we are to make this firm resolution today, then this 26th annual youth conference of the Islamic Dawah Academy will be successful. If we go here with this resolve, with this resolution, that come what may, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will live a life full of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of taqwa and tawbah. That is why our respected Shaykh Habibullah mentions that we live a life of two T's. Life of taqwa and life of tawbah. Life of taqwa and a life of tawbah. Our goal, our maqsad will be that we will live a life of taqwa. A life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life which is void of the sins of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, simple message today, but if overcome by nafs and shaitan, we have to fall prey to the whispers of shaitan, to overcome by the desires of nafs, khayshat, and we fall prey and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately we'll repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our respected Shaykh Habibullah mentions time and again this thing, that shaitan, he has been working upon mankind for so many years. And his effort is that he takes away the insan from the straight path toward the path of wrong. And Shaitan, despite knowing that this particular person, if he is only to raise his hand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me," immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. But Shaitan, despite all his efforts, does not leave his effort. So why we as Muslims, we as the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hope, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya عِبَادِي, O my servants." His brother friends, a father gets angry with his son. A husband gets naraz with his wife. And when they start quarreling, they do not say to each other with good words. They lose foul language. A brother calls with another brother. A brother calls with a sister. They will lose foul language. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahim, Arhamur Rahimin, he's saying to who? Those people who have transgressed. Those people who have shown disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi, O my servants, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become despondent. If you carry out sins 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, 1,000,000 times, My doors are open for you. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا. O my servants, you disgrace me day in and day night. Yeah, day comes and you disgrace me. The night comes and you disgrace. The day begins and you sin. The day begins and you disobey. The night begins and you disobey. But despite that, وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I forgive each and every sin. I do not say, "Oh my servant, you have come back to me now? After 1,000 years? After 1,000 times? After 2,000 times? After 3,000 times? No. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Show repentance to me. Show istighfar to me. I will forgive your sins. Respected friends, let us go from here with this message. Our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah, has made a leaflet which will be distributed. In here he mentioned 7 points. The Ummah is, each and every person is worried. The Ummah is facing each and every place in the world, Muslims are suffering. And not only suffering, each and every person has different problems in life. Family problem, social problems, problems with the wife, problems with the children, problems with the brothers, problems with the sisters. Each and every person will be in some problem, because this dunya is place of trials, is place of tribulations, is filled with musibat. So Respected Sheikh Habibullah mentioned 7 points. From among the 7 points, the first point of Respected Sheikh Habibullah mentioned is tawbah. If a person adheres to tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shows sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs in this world and in the hereafter. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you can attain success in this world and in the hereafter. Respected friends, let us go from here with this message. That, come what may be. So we're saying Shaitan, despite all his efforts, Shaitan does not leave a person. Shaitan will try his utmost to make him astray. And we just have to turn. Turn 20 years of sinful life, 30 years of sinful life, and in one instance, one go, if he says, "Oh Allah, forgive my sins," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the 20 sins, 20 years of sin, 30 years of sin, 40 years of sin. So Shaitan has to lose each and everything. He has to lose all his efforts. And we do not have to lose anything. We have to gain. I will leave you with a couplet with our respected Sheikh Hafidhahullah mentioned. Zalim, deernaka rabihi fursat ya tawbah. Zalim, who is a zalim? Zalim is that person who transgresses, who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zalim, deernaka rabihi fursat ya tawbah. Deernaka rabihi, you still have time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not brought death upon you. You still zalim, deernaka rabihi fursat ya tawbah. Wo bhi ghira nahi jo ghira pe sambal gaya. That person has not knocked out. Our respected Sheikh Abdullah mentioned that in the boxing ring, if a person, his opponent punches him, and then he falls on the ground and he gets up before the count of 10, he will not be classified as a loser. So similarly, this field of taqwa is a ring of taqwa. This ring we are living in, the world we are living in, that the istiqamah, Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, is a ring. We are in this ring, we are carrying out amal salihah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this couplet, He says, Zalim Deenakar Abiya Sursata, you still have a chance. Wabi Giranai, that person has not fallen. That person has not fallen into Jahannam. That person has not fallen from the eyes of Allah subhanahu. Wabi Giranai, jo gira phir sambal gaya. As soon as he falls, he falters, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes back to the right path. He comes back to the right path through Tawbah. And our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah has compiled a book, Istighfar, a short book, Istighfar, which you can find from the Islamic Dawah Academy in the shops, in the stores, you'll find it. Acquire this book. And during the day, fix a time. After Asr, after Maghrib Salah, before food, after food, fix a time. In this, our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah has brought all those ayat in regards to istighfar, so that a person, if he reads istighfar, he will purify himself from the sins that he has carried out during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make him a Muslim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullahu khairan to Maulana Ahmad Sahib for his heart rendering advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make sincere repentance. There's one point I would like to mention on this regard, that alhamdulillah, many times we do tawbah, inshallah we would all have done tawbah right now seated here, but at the same time we should also try to identify those things in our life which take us towards sins. May that be our friends, may that be a certain gadget, our mobile phone, our TV, our social circle, or whatever else it may be. Everyone has their own weaknesses, due to which they falter, due to which they slip up. So whilst we are making tawbah, we should also try to identify what it is that is taking us towards wrong, taking us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which we are constantly in the cycle of sinning and then repenting and then sinning and then repenting. This is also good, but our goal should be that we free ourselves from sins. So if there is a certain friend or certain friends because of which we are pulled towards wrong, a certain environment in which we find ourselves to be weak, a certain thing in our lives, many times that nowadays we have so many things, modern technology, and it may not be people that we associate with, it could just be something which is in our pocket, but it is pulling us towards sin, it is taking us towards wrong. We've slipped once, twice, 10 times, maybe more, and we know that this certain gadget, it is taking me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is destroying our deen, then we should try to move away from such things, because if we do not, then we will not be able to stay, have istiqamah and stay steadfast on this tawbah of ours. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq.